Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 329 of this 366-day year, marking Tuesday, the 24th of November of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1859, English naturalist Charles Darwin published his book on the origin of species, radically changing the view of evolution and laying the foundation for evolutionary biology, which is the theory that everybody cites when they're trying to make a point, whether it's justified or not, and whether they are a Nazi or not. And in 1980, on this day, 9 to 5 and Odd Jobs, the 23rd studio album by Dolly Parton, was released, going on to become the song I play first whenever I'm beginning a workout or long run. Try it sometime. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Great song. Your guest today on the podcast is one of the most powerful men in the world, currently talking to us from his lair at the base of a volcano in an unnamed South American country. Josh Gondelman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'll give you a hint. It's not the Galapagos Islands. Some people think it is. It's not.
All those tortoises get in the way. Just living forever.
Oh, yeah. They're so old, and I resent them because I myself would like to live forever and haven't figured it out yet.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in tech news for our top story, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, while the octopus tribes of New Zealand have extended a welcoming tentacle to tourism for the first time since the mysterious landmass rose up off the coast of New Zealand earlier this year, uptake has been slow so far among people who have ever eaten calamari or Greek food. While travel will be limited due to COVID restrictions and many people fear the octopus people, a number of Silicon Valley billionaires are already planning apocalypse bunkers on the mossy shores of the hitherto underwater city. Josh, are you one of those billionaires?
Well, look, I've got my fingers in a lot of bunkers, and so, yes, but this isn't the only bunker I've got going on. I've got bunkers in different area codes, as Ludacris would say, because you never know where you're going to be when the apocalypse strikes, and you don't have to get in a private jet, I want to get to my bunker. You want to have a bunker on hand, at your fingertips, anywhere on Earth.
Yeah, you famously have a song written about you. You've got a lot of junker in your bunker.
Mm-hmm. I've got bunks like a truck. I'll hide like what?
Meanwhile, in an attempt at impartiality, I have to mention that there are reports of vaccines for coronavirus in the pipeline that are 90% effective and some others that may be 95% effective. But what the mainstream media isn't telling you is there's also an alternative vaccine that is 0% effective and isn't a vaccine. Researchers at the Institute of Research have begun secondary human trials of the Vaxizant and hope to make it commercially available via Instagram influencers as early as yesterday once Elon Musk concedes the infection, which he is so far resisting. To clarify, he's not resisting the virus, he's just resisting admitting that he's wrong, which is a totally understandable thing that adults do when they are surrounded by yes men, yes women, and yes armies of microchipped pigs.
I'm working on at the Gondelman Company. We're working on a vaccine that is exactly 50% effective. It's a total coin flip, and it's going to be commercially available. And it's like, do you want 95% vaccine effectiveness? Live a little, coward. Try the Gondelman Foundation 50-50 vaccine. 50% cures you. The other 50%, just a limb falls off.
And you add it to your collection.
I add it to my collection. Yeah, I have it not to my torso. That's gauche. I add it to the end of another limb that I already have.
That's all the time we have for the stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because in a world full of infinite monkeys and infinite typewriters, they're going to eventually write the jingle for your favorite dishwashing liquid. If your neck smell lacks a certain je ne sais misery, try Pagliacci, the scent of a sad clown. Your lover will lean in and say, "My God, you stink. You should try Pagliacci." But my love, this is Pagliacci. And if you need to shock someone who's half hysterical out of their emotional spiral in sort of an emergency, try half a glass of water. When you're cartoon diving off the top of a burning building, try half a glass of water. If you want to make one small, very flavorless ice pop, half a glass of water. If you're eavesdropping through a wall but also have an ear infection, half a glass of water. If you're sexting and want to look moist, half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. The thing for a lot of things. And there's always more. And a new novel is out from Devon Gillingham, the pen name of Dancy Lagarde, who writes adventure and mystery novels. And this book is called Bang Bang, Let's Bang. Ripplingly muscled, with a face that looked like a torso and a torso that looked like an angry face made of muscled torso, hunk disorder Fletcher Jones threw the deadly Russian microchip to his deadly Asian companion, Suki racist name. Ultra spy, cocktail enthusiast, and adequate draftsman, hunk disorder Fletcher Jones returns in the explosive new novel, Bang Bang, Let's Bang. Available now from a man who lives under a bridge.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, the latest in tech. Josh Gondelman, you are the latest in tech. What's happening in the world of tech right now?
Thank you. Well, at the Gondelman Company, we've been working on a lot of innovations, a lot of disruptions. I've been in kind of a disrupting groove. I've seen people dining outdoors, having dinner. I'll go upset one of their plates, maybe the whole table, just to like keep that disrupting energy going. I just can't have things going normally when I'm trying to innovate disruptions. I'm having kind of a disruption eruption as a creator. So let's start here. We've got, sorry, my printer is doing things against my will.
I mean, that is a beautiful thing, Josh, that you, the most technologically savvy man in the multiverse, still can't get a printer to work properly.
I swear to God, if this printer is trying to organize my other appliances to rise up against me, I will crush it with my many fists. First disruption, we have the Hype Loop. You've heard of the Virgin Hyperloop. This is a guy on a motorbike chasing after the Hyperloop, telling it how good a job it's doing, kind of hyping it up, even though so far it's not very impressive. I think the Hyperloop needs the hype loop. Eventually, obviously, we're hoping to sell this technology to Virgin or Virgins, whoever wants it. Anyone who has not had sexual intercourse is welcome to buy our Virgin hype loop. We also have an app called TalkTik. It's the reverse TikTok in that it makes teenagers less famous over time. We've got an app that does full contact tracing. That's not pandemic related. It just lets you know when the men in your life have been to an especially permissive strip club recently, if they've experienced full contact. It traces that. I've started referring to urinating as using nature's streaming app. That's just a fun one for me. I want you to know about. We also at the Gondelman Company have been working on noise-canceling face masks. Now, normally that's not what you want, right? But it's a face mask, so when someone is barefaced in public, they don't hear you muttering, "I can't f***ing believe this shit again." Finally, we're working on hair plugs that look even slightly better than just getting over yourself and being bald with dignity. But the technology does not exist yet, despite what many unfortunate men seem to believe. That's most of what we've been working on at the Gondelman Company. We've got other stuff, but legally I'm barred from talking about it because legally I'm barred from doing it.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Sarah. Sarah says, "Dear Alice, my name is Sarah Smith, as in your administrative assistant, Sarah Smith. If you don't recognize my name, that may explain to you why you haven't responded to any of the work-related emails I've sent you since I started in March." I can't believe we're getting fan fiction. This is genuinely an ambition of mine in life. I've contacted all of your guests every day for you, made calls to journalists to verify last-minute news stories, even made sure you've gotten the quotes you needed from relevant celebrities when you were too busy spending time with more relevant celebrities to take their calls. I've coordinated with PED to make sure these bits of information make it into your script every day, but any time I try to contact you directly, I might as well be throwing my emails down a well. Your previous administrative assistant, if you remember Ms. Corinne Adler, has died at the age of 65 of complications due to a broken heart, and her family would very much appreciate it if you would attend the funeral. I have already told them, of course, that you will not be leaving the satellite for the foreseeable future, but I think it would mean quite a bit to her husband John and their two sons, Brandon and Zephyr, if you would pen a personal note about how much you appreciated Ms. Adler's 10 years of service to The Last Post, to go with a tasteful flower arrangement that I will, of course, pick out for you. And I strongly recommend somewhere in that message that you suggest you, quote, loved her like a sister, end quote, as from our correspondence, that seems to be the way she felt about you. Also, I should note that I will be taking a brief maternity leave in February, so if you can look over the applications I keep trying to remind you about. I've narrowed down your choices for my temporary replacement, and if you don't pick one soon, Ped will hire his sister for the job, and we already know how you feel about her. As this is the letter to the editor section, I will say keep up the good work. Love the show. Sarah D. Smith, assistant to Alice Fraser, The Last Post. That is the best letter we have gotten. Sarah, that is a beautiful letter. I appreciate it deeply. I've always wanted someone to write fan fiction about me, so I feel like I've made it. Also, if you are fantasizing about a world, why are you casting yourself as the admin assistant?
Right, she could have been your boss in this letter.
I mean, reach for the stars.
She could have been the publishing conglomerate that owns The Last Post.
Congratulations, Sarah. You are probably one of the five letters that we've gotten this year that isn't stupid. So thanks for making my day. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news from this dimension. With about a month to go until the end of the year, if you haven't shared us with your friends, that is a judgment on you rather than on us. Mm-hmm. Your guest today on the podcast was the magnificent Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have my own podcast called Make My Day. It's a comedy game show, and we're doing a live stream show on the evening of December 3rd. And you can find out more about that at littlefieldnyc.com or from my social media.
On the 27th of November, I will be doing a live show, a one-hour show at the Comedy Store in Sydney. Tickets are available online, and there will be no two-drink minimum, which means that I will be making no profit from the gig. But they tried to pressure me into doing a two-drink minimum, and I didn't like the taste of it. So I decided to take the hit. So you better come and, you know, then buy merch or something to make up my losses. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Pet Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.